You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 920, hour number 2. The first thing I need to do is recap what we heard at the end of hour number 1. Second half hour, we started with music from Paul Lansky, a piece called Three Moves, Hop, Turn, and Slide. Music performed by Gwendolyn Deese, performing on marimba. Then from George Lewis, The Mangle of Practice, from the Assemblage CD on New World Records. Music for violin and piano, performed by members of the Ensemble del Niente. That was a 2014 composition recorded at the University Recital Hall of Northern Illinois, DeKalb, in August of 2016. And once again, we ended with Mei Fong Lin and a piece called L'Image Reconstitute, and that comes from a CD called Taiwan Contemporary Composers Works, Volume 7. However, that was only released in Taiwan. What I have here is a file sent directly to me by Mei Fong Lin from Texas Tech. That was music for flute, violin, cello, and piano, and that was performed by Berkeley Contemporary Chamber Players, conducted by David Milnes. Once again, the Martian Gardens blog for complete playlists and other information is martiangardens.blog. That's my WordPress site for any questions you may have, or you can contact me, martiangardens.blog. We'll start this hour with a panoply of satirical things. We will hear first from Amy DiNio, a piece called I Love This Country. This comes from her CD, The Big Embrace, released on Spoot Music in 2017. On this track, it's electric bass and percussion, performed by Amy DiNio, and samples of Trump's victory speech, November 9th, 2016. We'll then hear Sarah Boothroyd, Sex and Death, a sound collage, as the composer describes it, 3-minute spin on time-lapse phonography, fragments, questions, and the banal, life stories and other accidents, she says. A 2010 composition from Sarah Boothroyd, Sex and Death. We'll then hear Negative Land, Keep Your Evenings Free, from the Fair Use CD, released on Sealand in 1995. And then from Paul Steenhuisen, we'll hear a piece called Circumnavigating the Sea. That comes from Miniature Concrete, compilation of short Musique Concrete compositions, generally around 3 minutes. And that was in celebration of Musique Concrete being 50 years old in 1998. From Empreintes Digitales, Paul Steenhuisen's piece is titled after Julian Schnabel's painting of the same title, which I have linked to on the Martian Gardens blog, martiangardens.blog, a 1996 composition. Then another presentation of a piece we heard last fall, Joan Schumann, a piece called Walking in Bad Circles. This comes from Deep Wireless 2, a radio arts compilation from New Adventures in Sound Art. First, Amy DiNio. This is called I Love This Country.
I love this country. Thank you very much. Over 200 generals and admirals that have endorsed our campaign, and this special people is really an honor. So I also have to say I've gotten to know some incredible people, the Secret Service people. They're tough. And they're smart, and they're sharp, and I don't want to mess around with them, I can tell you. And when I want to go and wave to a big group of people, and they rip me down and put me back down in the seat. But they are fantastic people, so I want to thank the Secret Service. The campaign is over. Our work on this movement is now really just beginning. We're going to get to work immediately for the American people. For the American people. I love this country. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Vibration. Thoughts.
Sex.
Death. Sex and death.
Afterlife.
Survive.
Change.
Pain.
Pain.
Pain and ecstasy.
Full of unanswered things. Question.
Accident.
Vibration. A pulsation has taken over the whole being. You are one with what is happening completely. And that's what everybody finally aspires to.
Jeopardy you're putting yourself in.
Can't be blasé about it. Might be the music business, but doesn't mean it isn't dangerous. Can't be blasé about it.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
Listen to me. Keep your evenings free, because I'm making that record.
And I think it bears mentioning right about now.
Chicks, parties, drugs. Concerts.
And I think it bears mentioning right about now.
Hey, fellas, let's get in the music business. It can't be that tough.
The U.S. copyright law.
It can't be that tough.
The U.S. copyright law.
It can't be that tough.
Do you have any idea what kind of jeopardy you're putting yourself in? Dude.
There's been a long tradition in modern art that started, I guess, in the late 19th century of taking things, objects, ads, images from popular culture.
Might be the music business, but doesn't mean it isn't dangerous.
Taking things, objects, ads, images from popular culture, and relocating them in works of art.
Rock and roll, dude.
A lot of humor, a lot of theft, a lot of scamming. All the things that rock and roll was always good at.
Dude.
Hey, how do you like that? There's just no honor amongst thieves anymore.
This is not...
Oh, please don't sue us. Oh, please don't sue us.
Sometimes they come out whole. Sometimes they come out recreated or fragmented. Evidence has been going on for at least a century, if not more.
Fragmented.
There's a blur between what's real now and what's make-believe or what's synthetic reality. I don't know what you can do about that, you know?
The U.S. copyright law.
You do like to segue into the topic of the day, don't you?
Well, it's better than a complete non sequitur.
All right. Let's get back to the use of recorded music.
No copies under any circumstances can be made.
Oily Records, Old Gold Records, Oval Records, People Unite Musicians, Co-op and Publications, Phonograph Limited.
We have to be very strict. No copies under any circumstances can be made.
Pop Oral President Records, Probe Records, Fit Records, Radical Choice, RAF, Iraq Records, RCA, Motown.
Can Music.
East International Records, Red Flame, Red Lightning Record Blues and R&B Specialist, The Rocket Record Company. Bronco Teleproducts, Rough Trade Records,
music.
Safari Records,
Can.
Saga Records, Satchel Records,
Can. Music.
Secret
Can.
Records,
Can.
Solid
Can.
Records,
Can.
Solid Gold Records, Small Wonder Records, Sun Bazaar, Sonic Records, Static Records, Stiff Records, Superglue Records, Sourdough Records.
I remember when you rarely heard music unless you made it yourself. Now it's blaring at you, blaring at you, blaring at you from little plastic boxes. Little plastic boxes. Little plastic boxes set all around your personal landscape.
Eternity will be
you
Andado en malos pasos. I've been walking in bad circles. Malos pasos. El sol en el cielo tan brillante. The sun up in the sky is so bright. La luna y las estrellas tan distante. The moon and the stars are so far away. Como quisiera caminar sobre la luna. I wish I could walk on the moon. Me pregunto si las estrellas me estarán hablando. La luna me sonríe. Do the stars twinkle because there's someone trying to talk to me? The man in the moon smiles at me. My town, Piedras Negras. My mother, Madre, Estereregada. I've been walking in bad circles. He andado en malos pasos. Bad circles. Piedras Negras. Dado en malos pasos.
You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 920, hour number 2. That was Joan Schumann, Walking in Bad Circles. We started with Amy DiNio, I Love This Country. And that comes from The Big Embrace, her CD released on Spoot Records from 2017. Electric bass, percussion, and vocals by Amy DiNio on I Love This Country. With samples of the president-elect Trump's victory, a speech from November 9th, 2016. Sarah Boothroyd after that, Sex and Death, a sound collage described as a 3-minute spin on time-lapse phonography, fragments, questions, and the banal, life stories and other accidents, as Sarah Boothroyd describes it. That was a 2010 composition, and following Sarah Boothroyd, Negative Land, Keep Your Evenings Free. That was from the CD Fair Use, The Story of the Letter U and the Numeral 2. And that was a document that came with a large textbook, not the promo edition, which is what radio stations got, but the full Monty got you a textbook as well as the CD concerning Negative Land, Satire, the band U2, their song I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For, U.S. Copyright Law, and the now late Casey Kasem, a long court case with the band U2 and their label over satire and what's fair use and what isn't. Following Negative Land, Keep Your Evenings Free from Fair Use, we heard Paul Steenhuisen circumnavigating the Sea of Fish. That particular title comes from a painting by Julian Schnabel, which I've linked to on the Martian Gardens blog, martiangardens.blog. That comes from Miniature Concrete, released on Empreintes Digitales, a compilation, in 1999. Electroacoustic music by Paul Steenhuisen, composed in 1996. And again, we ended with Joan Schumann, Walking in Bad Circles. That features field recordings and an interview with a schizophrenic Mexican man, recorded by Joan Schumann. This is an excerpt from a larger work called Travels in Stasis by Joan Schumann, composed in 2005. This comes from Deep Wireless 2 Radio Arts compilation from New Adventures in Sound Art, released in 2005. Well, we'll hear next more electroacoustic music. We'll hear from Monty Atkins, and then we'll hear Musique Concrète from Todd Dockstader. First from Monty Atkins, we'll hear a piece called Pagan Circus from the CD Fragmented Visions, which was released in 2002 on MPS Music and Video. This is electroacoustic music inspired by Monty Atkins' colleague, Rose Dodd, who wrote a poem called Pagan Circus. I can't find a copy of that, otherwise I'd link to it. And the paintings of František Tichý, who painted a lot of circus paintings. I've linked to him, though, František Tichý. This was completed in 1997. Monty Atkins' Pagan Circus. We'll then hear from Todd Dockstader, Apocalypse Part 4 from the Apocalypse CD, released in 1993 on Starkland Records. This is a Musique Concrète featuring a cat aria recorded outside of Todd Dockstader's bedroom window back in 1961. This was assembled that year at the composer's studio, and I'm not sure where it was originally released, but in 93, Starkland Records released a bunch of in the early 90s, Starkland released a bunch of Todd Dockstader's music, including this one, Apocalypse. This is part four of a four-part composition. And if we've got time, we'll hear from Daniel Warner, selections from Delay and Glass from Numa Records. But first, this is Monty Atkins, the first one. This runs about 14 minutes, and this is called Pagan Circus.
Circus. Thank you.
You're listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 920, hour number 2. We heard Todd Dockstader, Apocalypse, part 4. Before Todd Dockstader, we heard from Monty Adkins, Pagan Circus. That comes from his CD Fragmented Visions, released on MPS Music and Video in 2002. That was electroacoustic music inspired by Rose Dodd's poem Pagan Circus. Rose Dodd is a colleague of Monty Adkins at the University of Huddersfield in the north of England, and also the paintings of Frantisek Tichy, who painted a lot of circus paintings, among other things. And that comes from, Fragmented Visions, Monty Adkins from MPS Music and Video. A composition completed in 1997. Todd Dockstader gave us Apocalypse Part 4, the final movement of his Apocalypse Musique Concrète Symphony, and that featured what he refers to as a cat giving an aria, so I call it the cat aria, and that was a Musique Concrète assembled at the composer's studio in 1961. We'll end with selections from Daniel Warner's computer music composition called Delay in Glass. Daniel Warner of Hampshire College composed this computer music piece in 1987 on a VAX 750 computer with C music language. He used both pure electronic sounds and Musique Concrète sounds for a Delay in Glass. And depending on which version of Martian Gardens you're listening to, you'll hear the first three or all four. This comes from Electroacoustic Music 1, a compilation released in 1990 on Numa Records. Daniel Warner from Hampshire College. This is called Delay in Glass. You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 920, hour number 2. Thank you.